got a real deep state lapdog in this Michael Finone. And he's really upset that his house of cards has fallen. He flipped out on Ivan Raiklin yesterday for no reason. Said, you have threatened to rape my children. Ivan, in closing, and also your friend and associate, Leland Lerman, that was there, that you know, saw this. Well, obviously, we have the video proof of it. Why do you again, think they're so desperate? I know you've answered that, but I want to elaborate. And then, obviously, why would he just make up something totally insane like that and then look at the people around like as if that was just supposed to demonize you as a bad person? It just certifies even more what a congenital liar he is. Ivan Raiklin.
Yeah, so if you want to litigate in the courtroom, you need to have the law on your side. You need to have the facts on your side. When you don't have either, you have to resort to complete lies. And they're so used to, officers such as Mr. Finone are so used to lying that that's their go-to when they don't have the truth on their side. And I think this was extremely evident. And he's going to try to spin it however which way he wants. Like you said, two biological eyes and two biological ears is really all you need. And you can take it from everybody that was in that room and everybody watching. And I think I want to give Leland a couple minutes to just describe further what he saw, because I happen to be in it. I always want to get feedback on whether or not I comported myself in a manner.
Yeah, well, I think the video is clear, but he can elaborate if he wants. But just in general, what did you make of just the general behavior, Leland?
It was stunning. I mean, I have to hand it to Ivan, also to his trainers, to the United States of America. I'm a pacifist, but I saw a champion at work. I saw a man whose training was the utmost professionalism. But more than that, I saw a man who was on his own, putting all that training to the service of this country in its time of need, without institutional support. It was clear he was just speaking the truth. He was acting on behalf of the truth. And the clear experience I had was that the other gentleman was protesting too much. As Shakespeare said, the lady, methinks the lady doth protest too much. And it's a common understanding in an argument. It's when somebody freaks out like that, there is clear cause to be concerned about the validity of their argument, their point of view, and the truth of what they're saying.
Well, they're going to be really concerned as Congress continues to investigate J6. My problem, Ivan, is we have the FBI director lying, saying there were no FBI agents there. Now we know there were 200 plus. So the real bottleneck here is Pam Bondi. Any new developments on that front?
No, the bottleneck is not only Pam Bondi. It's right now, the Republicans and Democrats are locking arms so that this new select subcommittee, the J6 subcommittee that Loudermilk is heading up, they're not giving them any ability to look at U.S. Capitol Police's role in January 6th. And as we saw Steve Baker's information coming out, the way that the deep state and then the disinformation media complex responded to that gate analysis, it leads me more in the direction to believe that the U.S. Capitol Police had much more of a role in the January 6th Fed insurrection than even I come to the conclusion of. And so I hate saying stay tuned, but when the Republicans and Democrats are complicit, that control the entire political landscape, are complicit in covering something up, it's incumbent on us, independent critical thinkers, to expose it all, and it will happen. That's why you're seeing the antibodies coming out across the entire spectrum. And we saw that on live display yesterday with this confrontation with one of the key Fedsurrection cover-up artists, Michael Finone.
All right, Ivan Raiklin, thank you so much. You guys be safe. We'll continue to watch the work you do. God bless. Wow, so there you go. Total lies. Corporate media says that Ivan Raiklin went and started a fight with him, a confrontation. He saw the truth. He said, hey, can we talk about this? Put his hand out, and then he blew up at him. All right, we've got huge news straight ahead. Back in 60 seconds, start your engines.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish CMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue and the the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his self-supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, this is going to be a jam-packed first 30 minutes, because investigative journalist, popular talk show host, Sarah Gonzalez will be joining us on a story she's really blown wide open that's as big or bigger than the Somali fraud. And it's not the Somalis. It's the Indians and then the Muslims. Massive H-1B visa scam in Texas. Wait till you see this. This is right up there with Nick Shirley. Just broke last night. She joins us in about 25 minutes from now. But I want to look at a microcosm story that really illustrates what we're up against. And that's Newsom. He's running the biggest deficits in California's history. He is openly bragging how they're giving illegal aliens all this free health care that literally is the exact amount of the yearly deficit. He's attacking Trump. He's handing out knee pads that he sells, so that anybody that gets on board with investing in America or bringing factories here is supposedly doing what Mayor Willie Brown had done to him by Kamala Harris. So he's actively working against U.S. interests to get jobs, industry, rare earth minerals, cheerleading. And he's been siding with Communist China against Trump's policies. So a lot of what he's doing is illegal. And he wants to collapse the country. You can call him inept and say he doesn't know what he's doing. No, that's part of the larger Cloud and Piven plan to collapse the U.S. So people like Stephen A. Smith, who knows it's popular now to be a patriot, which is fine with me. When we start winning, that's what you're going to see. But he's only talking about one layer of it. About, you can talk bad about America when you're here in America, but you're not supposed to do it at a foreign event. It's unseemly. Yeah, it's unseemly, but it's worse than that. When you look at how Newsom sides with China, just like Carney sides against the Canadian people with China in one-sided trade deals, and they do it over and over and over again, it illustrates how they're getting filthy rich while they destroy our free market to collapse us and bring us into their totalitarian model. And then that dovetails with Scott Jennings saying, I would like to thank Gavin Newsom for being my official fact checker on issues of Dems giving illegals free taxpayer-funded health care, because they've been giving illegal aliens free health care since Obama. Trump stopped it. They brought it back under Biden, just like they have illegals voting in all these blue cities and states. And when we point it out, they go, no, we don't. No, we don't. Then we can show the law, show the policies, show Democrats admitting they're doing it. And then their surrogates come out and say it's not true. Gaslighting. I mean, FEMA, just the last year of Biden spent, what was it, like $14 billion on illegal aliens, free housing, free health care, on top of all the other welfare they got. And the total over 4 years of Biden was $40-plus billion dollars of FEMA money. Not for hurricanes, not for wildfires, for them. It just shows how crazy it is. And then that ties into a new Scott Bissett joke about Patrick Bateman 2.0 handing out the knee pads. And then that ties into, remember, Newsom's leading the national lawsuits with these tens of thousands, it's actually over 80,000, and not just 80,000-pound trucks, same number. It's like, I think it's 80,000 illegals they've given licenses to last time I checked. And then Trump goes in and says, they got to speak English. Then we find out that in most cases, they're just given the licenses. They don't even have driver's license to drive a normal car. They keep finding superintendents and of schools and major administrators who don't even have high school degrees that are illegal aliens. I mean, you see it all the time. ICE just busted a bunch of them in the last few days that were on police departments and stuff with fake names operating. I mean, this is crazy. So this is part of the congressional hearing yesterday. If you don't speak English, you have no business being behind the wheel of an 80,000-pound commercial truck. But California is still trying to block that and say, put them back on the road. Then that ties in to Lednick in a new clip from yesterday where he looks at Canada and says, you have the best trade deal in the world other than Mexico. And they do. Totally one-sided. We just wanted a little bit for us, and you freak out. And that's what's crazy about it. That's why we hold all the cards, folks, because everything's one-sided, because the plan was sell America out. In 1950, 4% of the world's population had over half the wealth. We created the middle class. We created the idea of that. Before that, you had poor people and rich people around the world. And America had a little bit more middle class than other people. But by 1950, baby, it was like, no, whole new ballgame. And Newsom and these other kleptocrats, these feudal lords, they want feudalism. That's the system they want. That's what the Great Reset is in the UN's own words. So when I use words like feudalism, if you don't know what it is or you know a little bit about it, you want to go research it because that's what these people want to do to you and me. And you can talk about Trump not being perfect all day. I agree. We got to get on his ass by a lot of stuff because I remember we dig the Spurs in, we get a lot better action. But at the same time, thank your lucky stars that we got somebody in there that's trying to have prosperity and security and freedom and the rest of it, and is really doing what he believes is right for the country, and I agree with about 95% of it. So it is just day and night. And then we'll get, like I said, the Lutnick clip, where he explains that Canada has the second best deal and needs to stop bitching, which is true if you look it up. Their average tariff on us is 300%, and we had nothing on them. Almost 80% of all their businesses with us, same thing Mexico. Only a few percent of Mexico's business is with us. I mean, it's all one-sided. And they were getting ready to pull the dollar out from under us, and then we'd be totally screwed. No industry, wouldn't have the world currency. We would be screwed, blued, and tattooed. Trump is desperately trying to get that balance back in place. Lindbeck had an excellent analysis of it yesterday. But there was also analysis out of Scotland pointing out that just because Trump's taken over the global system doesn't mean that we're fully getting rid of it, and there's a lot more to be done. And I agree with that. It's just right now we're trying to keep Trump in and keep his agenda going because it's moved the needle so far away from their agenda of neo-feudalism and the Great Reset. It doesn't mean it's perfect. And if we could just get the globalists beaten, then we could focus on making sure our reforms are done right. But just sit back and ask yourself, what would it be like with Kamala Harris right now? And some will say, let it get worse faster. No, that's what they want. I'm telling you. I don't think the general person, you know, is sophisticated enough, if things totally collapsed, to not buy into the left's answers to it. You know, social credit scores and universal basic incomes and forced work brigades. And, I mean, their plan under this austerity is eating bugs and not be able to leave your neighborhood. I mean, they were going to put the chains on, baby. COVID was a test. So these people say, oh, make it go. These accelerationists are dreaming. I mean, I've been on the air 32 years, been hearing about the New World Order since I was 5 years old. That's 47 years ago. And I'm always hearing, not my family, but others, I ever see a UN helmet, they're dead. They don't come with UN helmets. They come with banks and regulations and controls. They cut your energy off incrementally. They brainwash your kids. and suddenly your 7-year-old says they're really a girl, and you say no, when it comes, the brainwashing comes with atrazine in the water that bends your kid's gender. It comes with 5G. It comes with poison shots. They don't come in a frontal assault. And Trump just pulled out of the WHO today and left basically every other 2 weeks ago when he left 66 groups. I said the last two to leave, the UN officially and the WHO, and he just did that. Just left the WHO. It's exciting. All right, let's start going to these reports. Here they are.
Gavin Newsom. Respectfully, what are you doing? You're the governor of the state of California in the United States of America. Why are you over in Davos, Switzerland, talking to folks and speaking negatively about the president of the United States? I have no problem with Gavin Newsom being candid and open about his feelings about our president on United States soil. To go over to another country, Switzerland, to go over there and to be in the presence of other European leaders speaking against the president of the United States. I'm not down with that. Y'all might be. I'm not down with that at all. Say whatever you want here as a governor from the opposite side of the aisle of a state in the United States on American soil, fine. But I'm one of those people, when we go somewhere else, it's America first. You know, our problems, yeah, our problems. But we ain't taking dirty laundry outside. You don't go on a world stage to disrespect your own house, which is the United States of America. I don't like that at all. Not even a little bit.
Federal law prohibits undocumented immigrants
from receiving Medicaid benefits.
Then why are $1.4 million on it? That's a figment of your imagination.
It's a figment of the CBO's documents.
Do I believe in universal health care? Yes. And I'm proud of that. We're one of 16 states to provide care to people regardless of their immigration status.
People who are in the country illegally also can't get Medicaid. That's
sure they can.
Law.
Sure they can.
They can't get Medicaid.
They also
Medicare,
can't register to vote. They
Obamacare
also can't
subsidies.
Register to vote. But we just found one in Maryland who was running the Des Moines school system.
Oh, my God. One.
Do I believe in universal health care? Yes. And I'm proud of that. We're one of 16 states to provide care to people regardless of their immigration status.
The beating heart of the Democratic Party right now is, what can we do for illegal aliens?
Oh,
we want to keep them in the country. We don't want them deported. We got to give them health care.
Oh,
that is the reason for the Medicaid rage.
Do I believe in universal health care? Yes. And I'm proud of that. We're one of 16 states to provide care to people regardless of their immigration status.
I think Gavin Newsom may be cracking up with some of these things he's saying. I think he may be in over his hairdo. And being on the national stage is very different than being governor of California. With no signature achievements, but to say strange things like President Trump is the Tyrannosaurus Rex. What the hell does that mean? You know, I could say Gavin Newsom is a brontosaurus with a brain the size of a walnut. And, you know, if he brought the knee pads, maybe that was for his meeting with Alex Soros. I don't know.
Do you consider the Obama-Biden administration 2016 rule guidance, which discouraged out-of-service enforcement for English proficiency failures, to be a breakdown in regulatory control over a critical transportation sector?
I do. That decision cost lives. And respectfully, Congressman Crockett, the accident that was cited in the chair's opening statement killed people because that driver did not understand what he was doing. And an 80,000-pound vehicle is much different than a car. It does not stop on a dime. It doesn't turn on a dime. These are very heavy vehicles that have to have people trained and skilled to operate them. And they need to understand the language we speak. Here in America, that's English. I've lived and worked in five continents, driven in all five, Arabic, Chinese, you name it. You have to understand that country's language to understand how to operate a vehicle. It's for the safety of those around you. So that 2016 decision by the Obama administration took the lives of innocent people because it put people out on the road behind the wheel of an 80,000-pound vehicle that should never have been driving. We need stronger enforcement. That rule has been on the books since the 30s. It should be consistent no matter what party you are. If you care about the safety of people driving in your district, then this needs to be enforced in all 50 states evenly. It's simply fundamental. And there is absolutely no compromise when it comes to safety. We don't hedge on any of that. So I want to be very clear. We need to enforce it. It needs to be done by every state. It needs to be done evenly. And yes, the language does matter.
It's so crazy that last time I checked, 10 Democrat-controlled states have filed suit at different federal courts trying to have illegal aliens, in many cases that have just fake licenses. They not only let them get a license, they just give them to them. And then they're driving 18-wheelers and there's all these deaths, and then they don't care. They drive on these roads too. I mean, these people are crazy. Absolutely bonker town. Now, here's Lutnick rightly explaining at Davos the incredible one-sidedness of Canada and Mexico and the ingratitude of Carney, who now wants to be allied with China, who will totally screw them one side up, one side down the other, just to illustrate how Trump is just being pragmatic and fair. Here it is.
Canadians have the second best deal in the whole wide world. If they continue this path, right, which is a political path of a certain thing, I'm going to go fly to China, I'm going to open up my markets to China, I'm going to take Chinese electric cars and do all sorts of this stuff, then when USMCA gets renegotiated.
This year,
sort of like towards the end of the summer. In the middle of the summer, do you think the President of the United States is going to say, you should keep having the second best deal in the world? I mean, you guys are such great friends. I mean, they are playing with a set of rules that they haven't really thought
through. I can hear it in your voice. You're excited about negotiating this, aren't you, later this year?
Well, they've sort of given a sort of a roadmap of saying, so I guess we should change the whole deal. Right? You want to be like the rest of the world. You don't want to be this favored neighbor. Because you've taken it so for granted that you're willing to come to Davos and say there's two hegemonic powers in the world and we're going to decide which one we're going to work with. Really? You're going to either work with the United States of America, where 75% of your economy is totally tied to it, or China? Why would you say that? It just, I think it's political. You know, I think if we take it correctly, we should look at it as just political noise coming out of a prime minister, and maybe this is working for his election, right? Because I don't think it can be real, because if you took out the math of Canada's economy and it doing business with the United States of America's $30 trillion economy, there's no such thing as changing what they have today. No one would vote for changing what they had today. Now, maybe they're marketing it well, but they're just for their politics, but they're surely not marketing it well for their fundamental economics for long-term the United States.
Yeah, but the problem is the globalists get people to go along with stuff all the time that's bad for them. They want China to be in charge. They want to defeat America becoming sovereignty again. They don't want Canadians getting a good deal. And you're like, wait, how is us getting a better deal help them? That takes an hour to get into, but they have monopolies and oligopolies up there. They don't allow other goods to come in either. They screw everyone. It'd be good for Canadians and us. Trump had very fair deals for them. And it's the same thing with all this domestic stuff. If you study it, you know economics, you know it's a good deal. It's a no-brainer. I mean, Trump is doing hundreds of things that are good for the economy. He's trying to turn it around. He started to. And you bet I want him to succeed. Because they want total austerity and a great reset and permanent poverty for everybody to control us. They want to get rid of the middle class. So you bet I'm cheerleading Trump. You bet I'm desperate. Listen, I've told you this 100 times. And you, longtime listeners know it. You didn't hear me for the 14 years with the gold or silver sponsors. At the very top of the market, I said, get out of gold and silver. Mainly silver. It's speculative. Got rid of my silver sponsor. And just like I said, it happened. Then about 2.5 years ago, I said, hey, it's time to get back in. Got a sponsor about 26, 27 months ago. That's the best. And now, silver is above $100 today. But you, a few weeks ago, like, oh, we're going to sell ours. It'll never go above 80. I'm like, just get ready and watch. It's at $100.94. And it'll go up and down, but overall only up because of all the fundamentals. I'm not going to spend an hour on it. But you really should go to kepm.com/gold. You go to kepm.com/gold to get the same great deals anywhere on their site. But they know it. Support came from you and us. So we get more sponsorships. So please go to kepm.com/gold so they know that I sent you. 720-605-3900. Kurt just had a root canal, so he can't come on today. But what a smart economist. He's got the best deals out there, bar none. He just sells wholesale, best service, biggest company. And, yeah, I could get gold and silver sponsors that would pay me five times what Kurt does. But I'm not going to sit here and sell you guys numismatic collectible coins with 50% markups or higher and rip you off. It's not going to do it. It's real cut and dry. It's so simple. Just like everything else I do, kepm.com/gold. And if you think $100 is too much, it might correct next week, then back down to 95, then 2 weeks later, 110, then correct back down to 100, then 120, and then correct back down to 110, then 150, correct to 130. I mean, that's where we're going here, unless we have a nuclear war or something. So, surest bet there's ever been when I said it over 2 years ago, when I said it a year ago, when I said it a month ago, when I said it a week ago, when I said it 2 days ago. Kirk was on like 3 days ago. He goes, yeah, I think you're probably going to hit 100 now by the end of the month. We know what we're doing, okay? So when you hear me say something, it's what I believe from deep research. Same thing goes for this, the supplements. You go to Whole Foods or anywhere, there's giant sections of supplements because they work. They all work. Anything being sold in a store long-term is works because people don't buy it and it don't work. I mean, the stuff God gave us through herbs and nutrients and the stuff's insane. Everybody knows what fish oil does. Everybody knows what turmeric does. Everybody knows, unless you have research, what Irish sea moss does or bovine colostrum. Well, if you don't know, go research it. We have the best. Anything at thealexjonesstore.com, just like my advice on gold and silver. And I mean, I had people 3-4 years ago offering me $3 million a month to pitch you numismatic shipwreck coins and stuff. They're the ones that are on all the other conservative shows. And I'm just like, they're like, we can't believe it. No one's ever said no. I'm like, well, you're talking to the guy that doesn't do it. I ain't selling somebody something that doesn't win. You think I need that mojo? Baby, I want nothing but truth. I want the king level mojo. I want the good stuff. I want to be the good guy. These other people want to rip people off and be a villain. That ain't me. And I guess because genetically and spiritually, I am kind of villainous, I'll be honest. And I know what villains are, so I'm the opposite of it. I'm more villainous than the people who are villains. That's why I'm not a villain. But you better be lucky I ain't a villain. With me, you're going to get the real McCoy. You're going to get exactly what I really believe 100% of the time. And I'll tell you, you are insane if you don't get our methylene blue and our methylene red that's back in stock. You are nuts. This stuff will change your life. Superpower. It is just incredible. And we've got a deal going right now. You get a free T-shirt up until Sunday night, a free InfoWars limited edition shirt. Only available until Sunday, free with every order. Got the new ball caps in that I think are really cool and more. I need your support. Plus, these are great products. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com or roll over and die. We'll be right back. Every guest I have had in studio in the last 6 months, I've given our medical grade USP methylene Bluetooth. I don't even tell them what it's going to do. I just say, here, take this, see what happens. Within 15 to 30 minutes, every guest says they've gotten energy like they've never experienced. Clarity, focus. It's like a fog has lifted. Their critical thinking goes to the next level. And that's what the science shows it does in our cells. It's not a stimulant, but it has that effect because it electrochemically turns up the literal electrochemical electricity in the body. And so he was here a few months ago, didn't know what it was, known me for a long time, said sure he'll take it. He heard Kennedy talk about it, RFK Jr., He took it, and it was so game-changing. In the last few months, he ran out of the bottle I gave him, so he wanted more. And the first thing he wanted was to take some more before we even went live on air. That's how amazing this is. You want to do the plug, and I appreciate this.
I do. I came in
because you came in saying, I want more methylene blue. And then I looked over when you went on the air. You'd already slurped some down. Your mouth was blue. I said, you're Papa Smurf. So, Patrick Byrne.
How much is the correct amount to put in? About that much?
Yeah. I mean, Kennedy does three droppers. This is really strong.
You gave me some last time. I think you gave it on air. You totally feel the difference. I used the bottle. You gave me, it's great. It totally makes it, you can feel it. It just keeps your energy level up and plateaued without bonks. So I love it. I used the bottle you gave me, and I came back to Austin just to pick up this pump.
Well, you can always get it at thealexjonesshow.com, but we'll certainly give you all you want. We also have the capsules, but we have the strongest medical grade. It's super good for you. It cleans out your mitochondria. Most people get instant energy, like 99% of people, but it's the workout. It's what it does for your skin, your libido. So you've been on it a few months.
I just had that one bottle, but...
And you're saying no letdown. That's the best part. It's not an amphetamine. It's not a speed, but it feels like that.
I see RFKs on it, yeah. I just used up that bottle, and so for a couple of weeks, I had this great energy, but it's not speed, it's not caffeine, it's nothing like that. It's doing something else for you. So I really...
Well, it skips three levels of the oxygenation process in the cells. It's just next level. It's incredible. And they've suppressed it. And my medical doctor 6 years ago said, get on it. And I said, get USP grade. It didn't do anything. And then our sponsor got this super strong one. I'm like, oh, let me try it. Whoa. I mean, it funds the operation, folks. But I'm telling you, if you haven't gotten our USP grade, real USP grade, Ultimethylene Blue, theoxygenshore.com, you are missing out. It is so good for you. 99% of people, it's more than that. Like, I've given it to like 400 people, maybe two or three didn't feel it. Some get totally freaked out that they're going crazy. So talk to your physician first. Take a very low dose the first time. You can't take it on SSRIs and other things. It is amazing. TheAlexJonesShow.com. So,
yeah, it's not psychosomatic. It's not psycho. You feel it. You feel it.
Well, I didn't tell you what you were going to feel. How fast did it kick in, and what did you feel?
I felt it by the time the end of the show. By the time I got, the last time I was here, I felt it probably by the end of the show or by the time I got my car. You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus. It's probably like why you are as intense as you are, Alex.
It's made me more intense. Well, I was taking full doses at first and then working out so hard that I had to go.
You look jacked.
Well, I've cut back. The point is, I only take it every 3 days now because it's crazy. Everything we sell, I want is working and is good. That's what I want. I mean, I'd be like a restaurant. I'm going to serve dog to people. They're not going to come back. But I mean, this thing is the most dramatic, quick acting, and it's good for you. It's just insane. And if I could just get a few more percentage of the audience to buy it, all our problems would be solved. Patrick Byrne was totally blown away by it, as every other guest we've given it to has been blown away.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Coming at you live.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The great Sarah Gonzalez, popular podcaster, talk show host, and journalist over at The Blaze, has really dropped a bombshell in the last 24 hours. Sarah Gonzalez, TX on X. She's a host of Sarah Gonzalez Unfiltered on The Blaze, as well as Come and Take It in Texas Scorecard. She's also the vice president of Texas Family Project, where she is fighting against the sexualization and indoctrination of children in the state. We can also talk to her about the Republicans selling out and putting the funding back in for transgender surgeries, late-term abortion, and more today. We'll get to that. But this is as bigger than the Somali fraud. This is the Indians mainly and the scam they're running. Here's a few minutes of her viral report, then we'll go to her and give you the latest. Here it is.
I just have some questions about the H-1B visa workers that you have here. Quibbits Technology.
Can I call, folks?
So are the workers in here?
Somebody is knocking on my door and then they are like threatening me.
I'm not threatening you, sir.
Please, can you help me?
I was just asking if you knew, if you had ever met the person who lives here.
I haven't, and I've seen them.
Well, can you tell me what you've seen? That she's seen some shady stuff go down and she has a family and she doesn't want to be involved. So whatever is happening really stinks.
If you thought Somalian daycare fraud was a problem, it turns out that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's a whole new problem that it turns out is taking tens of thousands of jobs away from Americans and changing our communities forever that you probably haven't even thought of. I'm talking about H-1B visas. See, it's not just illegal immigration that's the problem. It's actually the legal immigration system. People are using it, exploiting it, and rigging the game in their favor. We've just uncovered a scheme where thousands of foreigners are being brought into this country, imported here, using the laws already on the books and using phony businesses and these like shell companies which sponsor them for visas. Check this out.
All right, we're heading over to a company called 3B's Technologies. Now, there were actually 27 H-1B visas approved in 2022 through 2025 for this particular company. The jobs include a software developer, software engineer, IT project manager. So I'm thinking like very high-tech hub for 3B's Technologies. Let's see what we find out. Are we sure? Do we have the right, address here? This is 27 H-1B visas for this location, and it's a residential home. Okay, 130 Darbon Lane, Irving, Texas, 75039. This is the address that's on here, so would have 27 H-1Bs. Let's see. All right. Okay, the doorbell. Doorbell's broken. What are you gonna? Looks like they boarded up the window. Hello? I'm looking for 3Bs. Hello? So, very strange. 3Bs Technologies. Is that a house, as it turns out? And the Ring doorbell's broken, so I can't even press it. I'm not, they're probably watching me right now because they've got security cameras all over the place. No one at the door. No sign of life for the 27 H-1B workers at 3B's Technologies.
So we started looking into this issue because we saw a bunch of chatter happening online about H-1B visas and the scam that was happening. And there was a lot of information that was misplaced in these videos or just some things that they got a little bit wrong. So I think it's worth pausing here to just explain how H-1B visas work. The way H-1B visas work is that a business will file a posting called an LCA, basically saying they have a job that needs to be filled from a person with a special set of skills, and they just can't find Americans to fill that job. This is the critical first legal step. Think of it as like the foundation of the H-1B petition. Once that LCA is certified from the Department of Labor, the H-1B application can be filed. The company offers to sponsor a visa for a foreign worker and apply to the government via the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. And then USCIS issues a visa for that person so they can come to the U.S. and work. But here's the thing. Considering all you really need to create a business is an address and some paperwork being filed, it's pretty easy to just set up a business, say, from a home address. Then you can just say you have a bunch of jobs that need to be filled there and sponsor a bunch of visas. That way, all your buddies can get granted those visas and come on over to America. So there's one of two things happening here with 3B's Technologies. Either this house is a major tech hub, or it's being used as a front to sponsor visas.
All right, so let's stop right here. I know this story's true because we've covered it for years that 70% of these visas, these H-1B visas, are coming out of India. 80% of those are from one little region that runs the scam, pays all the politicians. So we know they do this, but then Nick Shirley going out and showing it is powerful, causes a bunch of other reporters to go cover it. Sarah Gonzalez going out to document it does that. She showed other places, not just this house. And it lets you know the magnitude of this. And I think it's Indians, but they're getting around the law here. I live in Austin. And it's just exponential. And then in nice neighborhoods, you name it, all these cars, all these families, they're not doing work. They're brought here. They have storefronts. They're being brought here to get around this as skilled tech workers, and they're not. And then you do have Indians that are high-level managers of the tech companies who will go over an American citizen to hire Indians once they get them here and train them. So the truth is they're claiming they're highly trained. Then they're brought here and sent to vocational school to get the certificates to get the jobs. So it's all based on fraud. Whenever you hear people that have been, you know, brainwashed say, oh, we're some Republicans, we need Indians because we don't have the skilled people. It's not true. They're coming here for 2, 3, 4 years to get trained. Then they get fast-tracked by the Indian manager for the jobs. That's discriminatory. That's wrong. And that's the reality. It's a huge issue, even bigger than Somalis, all over the country. And so Sarah Gonzalez TX, wonderful show on The Blaze. And I also noticed your report went totally viral. And I saw you complaining, which is reasonable. People didn't even say your name or where it came from or a link back to you to find out more. Obviously, we're doing that. People can find you on X, find you on YouTube, obviously your daily show on Blaze, so they can find the subsequent reports that are about to come out. But this has really gone viral, so congratulations. Hopefully, this will spur other reporters to go out in their cities and towns and show that this is being duplicated as well. So, Sarah, thanks for being here. You can go wherever you want. It was hard to cut off the report because it gets really good after that. And it's just, it's really powerful evidence. But I wanted to learn more about your investigation and what's coming next. So thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Alex. And I appreciate you pointing out anyone who, you know, can give proper credit. It's always appreciated as a journalist who's going out there and putting themselves in harm's way, not knowing where it's going to turn and where it's going to go. So
yeah, well,
I
thought it was crazy because I got up at 5 a.m. and saw it, you know, millions of views trending. And I went, who is it? I go, oh, that's Sarah Gonzalez. I was like, why is her name nowhere in the trending? It's just dumb. The people posting right. this stuff need to at least have a link to you to go back and find the rest of it. That's just crazy.
Yeah, yeah, it is pretty crazy. I hope Elon gets that under control. But so it really, honestly, Alex, it started with me. Obviously, I had heard that this was a problem. Obviously, I'm seeing, you mentioned Austin, I'm seeing in Dallas, I'm seeing our communities completely shift. I'm seeing the fabric of our communities be completely changed from, I mean, I'm a born and raised native Texan. It doesn't look like Texas anymore. And so I'm seeing it in my own neighborhood. I'm seeing it in the communities around me. I'm seeing it literally right across the street from our studio. It's everywhere. And so I'm like, okay, I have to start looking into this myself. And I was somewhat inspired by Nick Shirley. And so I start looking into this, and all the information is public. It is public on purpose, intentionally, so that this type of fraud doesn't happen. But Americans have been asleep at the wheel for so long, nobody's thought to look into it. So I start looking on some of these data aggregators that list all of these H-1B applications. So these are businesses that are applying for an H-1B job. And I'm looking through the job postings, and I'm like, why is Dallas Independent School District asking for 36 pages of H-1B visas for elementary school teachers, for middle school math teachers? Why is that a thing that's happening for bilingual elementary school teachers? And then it dawned on me, oh, hold on. The H-1Bs are coming into this country. They're bringing their families. And then we need more H-1Bs to come into this country to teach their children how to learn English. It's a total scam. And then I started peeling back some more layers of the onion. And I started looking at, say, Texas A&M. I found an athletic trainer position, an H-1B application for Texas A&M to have an athletic trainer. You're telling me that we just can't fill the job. An American can't fill the job of athletic trainer. We don't have any American who can fill the job of middle school math teacher. I mean, it has become beyond absurd. So then we started going, okay, we got to go out into the field and we got to start doing some digging and matching up.
And we'll get to
that
in a moment, but this is just hitting me now. Exactly. Yeah. And when you look at it, most these people coming in on H-1B visas, 70% from India, the majority one little region, they don't even have high school diplomas. They're literally coming out of villages that have no running water. We're being told these are tech geniuses, but they're being brought in to literally be janitors, to be school teachers, to be police officers. And then look, the Indians are organized. They're giving political money. They're running for office. And then they only hire their people. This is a takeover. I mean, this is sinister. So we keep hearing, oh, we got to have these skilled Indians. Americans can't code. This isn't even coding, people. This is a takeover.
Yes, you're absolutely right. And well, and to your point, Alex, I mean, it's the audacity of it is just, it's right out in front of you. You go to these websites that are clearly shell companies. You go to the websites and I'm like, hold on, you're bringing in a bunch of software engineers and you have broken code in your website. You have like redirects that go, you have broken
and
links
in your report,
on your website.
You get into buildings that are supposedly these tech centers, they're empty.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly right. There's no one there. They're actually, I'll go further than empty. They're under construction. There's just no business that would even be able to put a storefront up because there's construction everywhere. So, I mean, it's really absurd how in your face it actually is when you start just doing some basic digging. But aside from all of these jobs that obviously we both know, the H-1B visa, I think set up with, you could say, good intentions. You could say it's good intentions that we just, it's only for if we have no Americans who can fill the job. It's so specialized.
If there's some super genius with a 200 IQ, right. we bring them in.
Right. Sure, right. But obviously, it leaves room for all of this fraud. And so now we're seeing all of these low-level positions. I'm getting, Alex, we set up a tip line or an email address for people to send in tips for more so that we can keep exposing this. And you would not believe, the thing that shocked me the most that I never really thought about, I get it now, but I never really thought about, is that we have so many people from India. Oh, there it is right there. You can see Uisville, Texas. It's like, guys, these are the high-tech people who can't even build a basic website. And so we have all of these emails flooding in. And people from India are very upset about this, actually. That was the thing I wasn't expecting. I understand that there are American workers who are very upset about this because, I mean, I just had a guy who emailed me literally right before I joined you. And the subject of the email was, H-1B ruined my life. There are Americans who have this specialized skill set, and they cannot get hired in the industry. I'm getting emails
because
from Americans that are saying—
Because they put the key Indians, and you know why India's mad? Breitbart did an article on it earlier last year. It's one little tribe that got in 50 years ago that controls. They only let them in. So people don't know how much competition the Indians are with each other. The Indians get this is the same group screwed them.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's total discrimination that's happening. And that's the emails that I'm getting, is it just takes one Indian in a position in management and they will never hire a white person again. They only go back to their friends in India. They ship them all here and they give them all of these, you know, jobs that don't actually exist most of the time. So it's not just the American workers that are feeling completely displaced and end up unemployed with no ability to provide for their families because of the Indian scam, but also you have people in India that, like I was saying, that I didn't think about it, that they are upset because they're sending me emails and they're saying they're taking advantage of these people who are very vulnerable, and they feel desperate, and so they go there. They call them body shops. I'm sure you know this, Alex. They call these, quote, consulting firms that we believe are just shell companies and scams, they call them body shops because that's literally what they're doing. They're trafficking these people here, and in a lot of cases, it's not necessarily their friends, but it's just people who are going to pay them a portion of their salary, and it's this weird human trafficking situation.
Oh, that came out in Ohio with this undercover thing on the judges, $50,000 per illegal that they give the refugee status to, and there are the Democrats saying, yep, no, you understand, we take all their money, and then they just warehouse them and make them get a job. So this is modern slavery.
Yes, it is. It is. And no one wants to talk about it. Of course, the Democrats don't want to talk about it because they've loved slavery since forever. But I mean, the Republicans don't want to talk about it either. I mean, you have Greg Abbott. I don't know what the hell he's going to do about it. I am encouraged by Donald Trump putting more specifications on the H-1B and making them have quite a buy-in. But more needs to be done. I mean, these people are in our communities. They're committing fraud. And I have to wonder, as I go through case after case after case, I'm like, where is USCIS on this? I don't understand. Are they asleep at the wheel? I mean, my taxpayer money,
lobby,
I pay
the
taxes.
The Indian lobby has got tentacles and everything. They're very slick. And again, India is 1.5 billion people now. It's the most populous country. We got to get a handle on this. They're eating our lunch, and they're driving down wages. They're displacing everybody. And again, I've been harping on the Indian thing and saying, where are the investigative journalists? Because I know the numbers. Thank God one of the best journalists out there got on it. I think this is bigger than the Somalis, because per capita, they're bigger fraudsters, but they're only in a few cities. The Indians are everywhere, and they're running the same scams.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. And, you know, Americans think, well, maybe it's not happening in my particular community. First, I would say open your eyes, because I'm sure that it is.
Let
but
me
second,
tell you,
I would say, listen,
in just the last year, I take my daughter to the museum or to anywhere, I mean, to the movies. I think I'm living in Calcutta right now.
I know.
And you barely see any women. It's like there'll be an older man that's in control with, like, you know, 15 men that work for him. And I mean, you know, they're under their control.
Right. I know it's, I know you, I go to my neighborhood Costco and I'm like, I'm in the minority at this point in my own neighborhood, in my own stores, in my own city that I grew up in. And it's just really sad to see because this isn't about the color of your skin, but they don't intend to assimilate. They come here. They import their friends. They, in most cases, put, what, three generations in one home. They're taking up all of our housing. And so my message to America is, if you think that just because maybe you don't see them in your communities, that this isn't affecting, this is basic supply and demand. This is affecting everyone. They take up all the homes. Our prices are going up. They take up our resources. Our prices are going up. And so America, you know, everyone here should be invested in finding this. I'm going to talk to you.
America is laissez-faire. It was about meritocracy. We were perfect, but we were the best there was. Sorry, these other countries, folks, they're all tribal, and that's the way it works. And so you cannot compete with stuff that's an organized syndicate, basically.
Yeah. I Alex, can I just give a shout out to your producers? You have like the best. They are on top of all of these images. I'm just so impressed anytime I do a hit with you. But yeah, it really is. It affects everything. They're everywhere. They're changing the fabric of our communities forever. And we have to do something. And I'm talking to someone tonight on my show that he has built this aggregator. And what it does is it allows anyone, any old person, any average citizen, if you care about the fraud that's happening in your communities and you want to stop it, he gives you the tools to go in and search all of these up. And if you have an address around your home or around your workplace that you think, oh, this is a little bit strange, you can actually go and do some digging. I mean, they have made it very easy for Americans to just do the digging. No one wants to do it.
And I noticed that just like Nick Shirley, everywhere you went was like more crazy than the next. It's like, it's all a scam. So where do they find that aggregator? I know you give us your websites, give us your X. I mean, this is a big deal. We need to get people just like you were inspired by Shirley. Now you're going to inspire others. This is so important.
Yes. Yeah, I appreciate that. So they need to go to Sarah Gonzalez TX on YouTube. Also, my X account is Sarah Gonzalez TX. And so we will have all of that coming out. I will pin it to my, you know, to the top of my X feed. I want, there are a lot of people out there who are, you know, I think investigating this. They're getting a few of the facts wrong. But what I want people to be empowered to do is, I don't need the credit for your work. You go out and you do that work, and I will amplify your work because it is about changing this country for the better. It is about getting rid of all of these policies that this mass migration that has ruined our communities. It is about really, truly making America great again. And if we can empower a bunch of citizen journalists to go out there and do some of this knocking on doors, I say at the end of my documentary, listen, if I want this to do one thing, it is that I want all of these people who have come in here through scams, all of these people who have exploited our immigration process, all of these people who shouldn't be here, I want them to be fearful that someone's going to show up at their door and knock on their door. And I want them to be so fearful that they go the hell home. That is what I would like to happen. And we can't accomplish that without a million Nick Shirleys going in and saying, you know what, I'm going to do some door knocking. I'm going to ask some basic questions and I'm going to essentially save my community. I think that that is how all of this stops. We all have to be involved. We all have to be empowered to go and go face to face and just ask basic questions. That's really all that it takes.
I totally agree with you. And again, we don't care what color somebody is. We're going to expose it. We need to expose the Ukrainians that are like buying $10 million homes, billion-dollar ski resorts, Zelensky. This is all out there, folks. Don't count on the corporate media to cover it. It's, you know, it's all been out there. But when we go out as real reporters, just an average person, folks, just shoot video. It's insane how easy this is. And what's exciting is the sleeping giant, the terrible giant, is awakening. And there's no way, I think, they ever put this back in the bottle.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think that it, and by the way, for the better, right? It's been a long time coming. People, Americans have watched their communities be shaped, not in a good way. And they've thought, well, I might be called xenophobic. I might be called racist. I might be called. And then what the Democrats did was they said, actually, we're going to call you that so many times, it's going to be rendered completely meaningless. And I think now Americans who are awake are saying, okay, you know what? I've heard that too many times. I'm watching my communities be shaped not for the better. I'm watching my prices go up. I can't afford a home. We've got a bunch of young people who can't afford homes. And for so long, the conversation was only about illegal immigration and how that was impacting all of the prices. Now we can finally have the conversation now that Donald Trump is, you know, doing something. I would prefer that we do it quicker, but he is doing something to get all of these criminals out of our country. Now let's have the conversation about legal immigration and how that has been exploited and how that has been taken advantage of. And let's get those people out too. And just getting all of those people out, Alex, can you imagine how that would change our communities for the better? We could have prices that would go down. Young people might be able to actually afford a home, which is, I know, one of their main problems.
The illegal aliens and the legal ones that are driving up stuff. It's been out of control.
Right.
The H-1B visa is a giant scam. And I think there should be a moratorium on it. And
I agree.
And again, these are sophisticated cultures, folks, that are coming over here and exploiting it. And whether you're a Black American, Hispanic American, white American, whatever you are, if you're an American that works in the system, we can't survive if we don't either fix our old good system or be slaves to this one, because that's what's happening. We have to stand up to this.
Yeah, I completely agree, Alex. And I would say I think we do need a moratorium on the H-1B. I would actually go so far as to say I think we need a moratorium on pretty much all form of immigration, except maybe the EB-5, which is more of a buy-in, promising to invest in the American economy. But other than that, this has gotten too far out of control. We need a complete moratorium. We need to shut it down. We need to reevaluate all of these forms of visas so that we can best know how to address it in the future to prevent.
Absolutely. And there's one other type of visa because we can't meet our recruiting numbers. We're starting to now. We got the left out. But we get a lot of badass soldiers out of Latin America who are young, strong. They sign up. They serve 4 years. They get fast tracked to be a citizen. I think that proves it. They fight for us. But other than that, that's it. You're ready to fight and die for us? Okay, we'll fast track you. Okay, you're a super brain. Maybe there's 10,000 a year. Yeah, you can get it. But not millions of Indians a year that come out of a village who they park in a house and then, you know, collect all this money off of. It's a giant scam. I know you're working on a lot of other stuff. What time is your show today?
Yes, it is at 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern. So we will be broadcasting all of that live. And like I said, we will be I will be joined by a gentleman who is running for Congress here in the state of Texas, and he has built this data aggregator. So we'll have all of the details, and he'll explain how just the average person can go out and do this themselves and be empowered to just be citizen journalists. Let's sound the alarm on all of these so that we can get these people the hell home. That's what I would say.
If you got to go, I understand. But if we can do maybe 20 more minutes, I want to ask you more about this report. What's coming next? Other big frauds? You think people should investigate? Can you do a little bit more time with us?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
All right. Going to break for 2 minutes. Back with Sarah Gonzalez. Sarah Gonzalez TX. Yeah, just amazing work. And folks, you can do it too. We'll be right back. Please remember, folks, I am funding this operation with your support. I need your support. We got major civil rights lawsuits already filed. A huge one getting filed imminently. It's the Democrats trying to shut us down. It takes money to win a war. Get great supplements. Get great Patriot apparel. Like the new America hat that I designed, and I think it's a great redneck piece of gold. America Supply Company, 1776. Get that and more at theelvshowstore.com. We'll be right back with hour number three with Sarah Gonzalez. Stay with us.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, you know, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes in to the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at what's, how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get Ultra Methylene Red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.